Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Tonight we are talking ping pong parties and chili dogs. You don't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and so you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Dallas after show here on AfterBuzz Television. I'm your host, Jillian Munzer, here with some really great co-hosts that I have tonight, which is a stylist to the reality television stars and Bravo super fan, Erica, Susie G, not Erica G.
Hi, guys. So excited to be back.
I'm just blending you two together. You know, that's what I'm doing tonight. And then we also have Bravo super host, Erica Edwards. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
So we just got done watching, you guys, episode 10 of The Real Housewives of Dallas, my big, fat Dallas wedding. What did you think overall, Susie?
I was a little disappointed in the wedding. Mm-hmm. I thought there was going to be way more drama.
Yes.
Although I did like the 1.5 million crown that she wore on her head.
Oh, yes.
But I'm actually was more excited about the ending of the episode because I'm actually looking forward to kind of what's coming with more girl drama trips and with more birthday parties. Overall, I thought it was a great episode, though. I mean, it hit a lot of different things through all the housewives. So it was great.
Cool. Erica, how about you?
Overall, I thought it was, you know, I would give it like a C maybe or a B okay. or something like that. You know, I think the wedding was cool, although it's like enough already. But, you know, but there were some, like the vows, there were some touching moments. I think it was nice to see a lot of, I'm liking Travis and Stephanie a lot.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. So I think kind of once we got off of The wedding. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, you know, it was mellow, but it was a nice episode.
Okay. Great. Speaking of the ceremony and the wedding, let's break down that ceremony. Because this, I thought Leanne and Rich killed at their wedding. Like, it was like a comedy show. And so did the priest. They were just joke, punchline. What did you guys think about so many jokes in on a wedding ceremony?
I mean, you kind of expected that mm-hmm. from Leanne, and same with him. Like, their personalities are kind of like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. Their vows were great. Like, I was kind of mm-hmm. cracking up in stitches. They had people
with
kind
the
of
one
laughing.
Eye.
Oh, man.
I watched you, Susie, and you cringed when he said the one eye. She was like, oh, no, I don't like that.
But I thought it was great. I mean, except for, like, the mom drama, of course.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, she kind of like brought up the fact again that like she had no mom growing up. So like that's kind of getting
in
old.
In her vows, you guys.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
But
how about you, Erica? Were you a fan of the comedy in the wedding ceremony? Did you think the jokes hit?
Yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I definitely liked Rich's. I really liked Rich's vows a lot. Leanne's, you know. They were okay. They were cool, but I like Rich's vows a lot. I thought I thought his, you know, his sort of timing, because he did kind of really go from being like somber and just really authentic, and then he kind of would slip into like a surprise punchline. So I think it was very well crafted, very well done.
They seem to feed off each other really well, which is a good sign.
Yes.
And then the priest cracking jokes. I really liked that aspect. But as far as looks went, you guys, now we talked a little about Leanne's crown, but I thought she looked a little queenish, and then him with his American flag pin, he looked like a politician. So it was like I was watching The Crown and then a political show or something. What did you guys think of the overall wedding looks for Rich and Leanne?
I mean, she just was a lot. I mean, oh, you just, it's like they said, like she lost like the Titanic. They found what they've been looking for so long. But I mean, who wears a crown like that? That was too much for me because then I just thought it was overall. But I noticed that, too, with his American flag.
Yes. I was like, is he running for office? What
is he
doing?
Threw that vibe off a little bit for me.
I don't know. know. I was kind of okay with it because I think, like, as an older bride and groom, that they're, like, kind of true personality shown through. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, so I was okay with it. I mean, the only thing I think that's interesting, I mean, you know, I'm a Deandra fan, but the only thing I think is interesting is that, yeah, like, she has all this stuff donated, millions of dollars, and then, unfortunately, nobody with real food. So mm-hmm. I think there should be a balance because yeah. I'm like, I don't need to see your crown. I would want to eat with my drinks.
She could have.
So
with
that might just be me.
With that $1.5 million, she could have got more than a charcuterie board, because that's all you got, you guys, is the guests. First of all, they had to wait 5 hours while Leanne and Rich went to Sonic to get chili dogs and then make sex references and then stoop, which I think just means bang him. Go have right. the sex. Would you make your wedding guests wait while you bang your new husband before going to the reception?
Well, first of all, girl knew that there was going to be no food at the reception, so she went and yeah. got 2 corn dogs, some chili dogs. She fed her soul. Did her little thing. But 5 hours for me, I'm like, I don't know what I would have done as a guest. Like, I would have gone and gotten drunk, excuse me. But I'm like, what would I have done? Probably gone and
I think most people would, but it looked like they all went back and changed their outfits because they came to the reception. All the guests had new outfits as well as the bride and groom.
Right. Yes.
It was unlike anything I'd ever seen before.
It's a very Dallas thing, though. You need to have 2 looks at your wedding.
Really?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I want to say it was Real Housewives of Miami, which is no longer on. Mm-hmm. I know there was another wedding where, I don't remember, there weren't these big gaps, but there were, like, they wanted the people, the guests, to change. So, like, okay, wear this to the wedding, and then maybe they wanted them to wear black to the reception or something. It was kind of like, you doing too much. And
yes.
here, I feel it was kind of a similar thing with the gap, although I think I did see some tweets online tonight where at least one person in this world has actually done this before. And she went to a wedding where there was a big gap, and maybe she went for food. Mm-hmm. And then I did see some other people commenting that they thought maybe this was so that people could go eat since she wasn't going to have food. So if she had told them that, that kind of wouldn't make sense. Like, okay, go get your snacks and mm-hmm. then come back for drinks later.
But it seems like, they didn't know. So she should have told them that. And it looks really tacky if everyone knows you have this expensive crown, whether it's donated or not.
Exactly. That was my point.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, okay, you have all this expensive mm-hmm. stuff. Everything is priced out. Your shoes, everything.
Yes.
And the whole world knows. And then everybody's like, okay, but now I'm getting cheese. And especially if you were there from the ceremony.
Yeah.
And you're just like hanging out, kicking it. It's like mm-hmm. 7 hours later now, I have no food. Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of a lot.
Just like Cameron said, anything a ceremony after, like right. 7 o'clock or after, you have to have food.
Why didn't she just add that to the text that she was sending out on her invite? By the way, no food.
I've never been to a reception that didn't have food, even if it was during the day. So like, I'm sorry, if I come there at noon, I would expect lunch.
Yeah. They even do appetizers on like Friday night weddings. Like, some people tend to do Friday nights because it's cheaper and they'll do that. But this wasn't much. Like, they would have to fight over this cheese board.
Well, they ran out of water, and Cameron had to get it from the restroom. I'm like, okay,
but
now you know it's bad.
They had human lamps, you guys.
It was like a carnival.
Like, do you want mirror ball people in human lamps, or do you want nutrition? You know what I mean?
Yeah. 5 hours later, I will want nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just saying, I've been sitting here for 5 hours, mm-hmm. and I listened to your vows, and I waited for whatever. So I would need chips. I don't know. I need something to eat.
In addition to the lamp people, you guys, and the mirror ball people, they had girls on swings. They had dudes that were dressed as cowboys that were painted orange and, I believe, green. And I thought it was very interesting. Let me know what you ladies think about this. Rich just gets married. He's just with his lovely bride. And he's like, man, there's a lot of hot babes here. All the hot babes. So many hot ladies. That'd probably be the last thing I'd want my husband saying at our wedding.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of, like, sexual references beyond the point of, like, I was like, okay, I'm kind of over, like, the hot dog wiener talk.
Yeah.
And then he did comment on them, and I'm just like, yeah, just it was, it didn't seem right. I would not be that excited. But again, hopefully she didn't hear. Well, she did.
Well,
now.
She did now.
She
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, again, I feel like Deandra's at home watching this laughing hard. Like, mm-hmm. I told you he's a cheater. So, like, I feel like if I had been accused of cheating, I would just check out women in my mind and not say anything out loud. But that's just, you know.
Keep it shut.
Just don't say anything. You could, you know, wait till the cameras are off or you're not mic'd. And then talk
you got to know
it.
When to hold them, know when to fold them.
But
you should have done that.
Also, if I got married, I wouldn't have, like, swinging dancers.
No, I wouldn't take the attention off me.
Clothes.
Like, I think that's most brides just want the attention. I mean, I eloped, so I don't know anything about weddings. I don't like enough people to pay for them to eat and drink and stuff. But I would think you would want it, you know, on yourself. But when you have swinging people and lamp people.
Stephanie's mind, she's like, where did she find these people?
Oh, I'm
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, she had a carnival at her wedding. So, but again, her poor mom, she just kind of like brushed her mom aside.
Yeah, let's talk about that because it was sad. So her mom ended up showing up at the wedding. She was late. I felt this empathy towards her mom I didn't think I'd have, and maybe it's because she has a little cane and she's, you know, elderly, and I forgot that about her. And so she shows up, and immediately in the ceremony, it's strange because Leanne brings up her trauma and how she was never loved, and her mom's in the front row like, well, I loved her. I loved her. And then after the ceremony, she's trying to convince people, like wedding guests, like, no, Leanne was loved. She's lying. So there's this weird friction. And then we get to the reception 5 hours later after the chili dogs, and she can't even barely get a picture with her. And she really, like you said, Susie, was brushed off. What'd you guys think of that?
I mean, I'm kind of one of those you forgive and you forget. Like, her circumstances growing up in childhood were not great. And, like, she wasn't dealt that hand of cards where her mom could be around. Mm-hmm. And her mom was. Like, she traveled in the carnivals and such. So now it's kind of like, it's time to, like, repatch that up and, like, just stop talking about it. Because I think that they're just making it worse. And especially at the wedding, I actually did have a little sympathy for her mom there.
Well, her mom said, I'm so glad Rich has taken her off my hands. And I think that's after she felt brushed off with the picture, she was saying that to her niece. What did you think about that, Erica?
I don't know. I think it's interesting because I think Leanne is the first. There are several different housewives who have been abandoned or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I do feel like there's two sides to every story. So it's interesting because I feel like the producers are kind of teasing us because we don't really know the real. We only know Leanne's, you know, version.
Right.
And so I do kind of feel like, okay, it's interesting that they brought her in. But if I was Leanne, Leanne has, like, really attached herself to this narrative of what her life was growing up. And to bring in someone like her mother who would clearly be in a position to dispute it, I'm not really that surprised that she's like, okay, well, she's here because I want her to be seen, but not heard, I would assume.
Yeah, so. She's here because I know she's going to be late and it's going to feed my narrative, but I don't want her to talk too much.
Right, exactly. So I think it'll be interesting if they try to repair it. I mean, it actually would be really good TV to really see them, like, bond and grow. But
I'm so surprised we haven't seen Leanne and her mom yet on Marriage Boot Camp Family Stars. I think we should petition to see those two. Because Alexis Bellino from Real Housewives of Orange County is on it right now with her mom, and that's a hot mess, so we could see this. Now, speaking of, Erica, speaking of your favorite Deandra, she didn't go to the wedding, which, no surprise there, she wasn't invited.
Of course.
It might have been lost in the mail. We don't know yet. Yes. But no, she wasn't invited. Now, she stayed home for a cooking challenge, so Bravo was doing crossover episodes of Top Chef with Deandra and Jeremy. I thought it was boring. What did you think about their cook-off?
Boring, but the food looked good. I mean, it looked tasty, but not like the most exciting for television at all, but
it was a little slice of slowness for me. I was like, what is happening?
And Jeremy's
here?
Food did not look good.
No, that's my cooking. Yeah. I'll take Deandra's cooking.
Yeah, exactly. I was surprised Deandra could cook. I was really impressed that she could cook. I guess I didn't know that about her.
I actually wasn't that surprised because I know there was an episode, was it last season, where Mama D cooked. I think actually Mama D, remember Mama D cooked in her friend's house way out somewhere?
Yes. And Leanne was there.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? So, like, if Mama D can cook, then I'm sure, you know, even with the nannies and the staff, that, you know, she threw Deandra some recipes. So I actually was not that surprised.
Yeah, and she was looking at her phone.
Like, the producers had to come up with something with Deandra in this episode because she wasn't at the wedding, and, like, that was it. It was like, what do we do? Cooking challenge. Like, wasn't my favorite.
I know it's like, what are you going to do? Send emails from your office space in your living room. Like, how long are we going to watch that? So I appreciate that at least they showed us some food and let us know that Deandra has some cooking skills.
Yes. Yeah. So they had a cute little date night and then took the, they didn't have to then talk about not going to the wedding or any of the drama going on for them personally with Mama D and also the business. So that was something that they could do instead. But it was very boring to watch. I could have had a little more wedding drama.
Yeah,
with that, I could have seen some
fight,
some drunk. There had to be someone
a
had to get drunk.
Fight, somebody falling.
Well, especially like
it's a carnival.
Was it Eduardo said or whatever? Yeah, like if you have all that, like, you know, water and cheese and liquor, mm-hmm. then there probably were people who were drunk for sure because they didn't have any food.
Yeah. So, no food, sure. No water, just straight liquor,
just straight liquor. No chasers. So yeah, we're out
no
of juice.
Water.
We have no water. We have no juice, and we're running low on ice. So everybody taking shots right now. So that is how
she should have just advertised it, text everyone, like, liquor and lamp people. Whatever the date, be there or be square.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of liquor, we have a special message for our viewers.
All right, you guys. No shots included, but thank you so much for tuning in and making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. Without you guys, we could not do what we do, but we still need your help. So if you're watching right now, obviously you're watching, so just give us a thumbs up anyway. But like, subscribe, and also we're on iTunes, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. So if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud, give us 5 stars or whatever they do on iTunes, because I don't have an iPhone, but do it. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, because you give us the opportunity to watch the shows we love and discuss them with all of you. So leave some comments during the chat so we can chat with you guys, and we will shout you out. Tweet to us, and you know, and we'll show your tweets, and comment after we're done, because then we'll comment back all week until next Wednesday.
Yes, Erica, yes. That was beautiful. That was not drunk at all. I don't I led you in with
long-winded,
liquor.
Long-winded, but not drunk.
And
that's
you were
what a
so
sister
clear.
Goes for.
Long-winded, not drunk.
I don't know what's in that cup.
All right, speaking of
Jesus
drunk.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Jesus juice, Brandy. I swear.
We're really into the wedding.
Speaking of Brandy, we saw Brandy and her husband out at dinner with little Bruin, and he's so cute, and but he's throwing food everywhere, and I was a server, and I'm watching this scene, you guys, and I'm thinking, oh, they gotta take that push back and go back and forth. I mean, Brandy just pretty much, we're seeing that she lets her kids do whatever. I mean, I know you can't control baby throwing food, but she was just kind of like, here, baby, more lemonade, and the baby's like, ah. And then they're talking about adopting, because Bruin's birth mom is pregnant again,
right?
And they want to possibly adopt his sibling, but there's a lot of conflict there. Do you guys think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Unless I have twins, I don't want two babies in diapers. And that's like, if she were to adopt this one, I mean, she's got two little ones, mm-hmm. plus these two girls that are, one of them is quite rambunctious. I don't know. I just...
It's a nice way to put it.
I feel like her parenting skills are not lacking, because I think she's a beautiful mom.
Yes.
But I just think she has a little bit of trouble reeling them in, especially like that scene. If I'm at dinner and I see a child, unless I'm at like Chuck E. Cheese, I'm not having like the kid next to me that's throwing the food.
Yeah.
But I also don't have kids, so. Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for us to say.
Yeah.
She's on her third kid. She's like, you know what? Throw it everywhere. I'm going to leave a big tip. As long as she tips well.
True.
Well, I don't know, because like, one, I feel like to be honest, she was like that with the first two kids, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, from the very beginning of the season, even when Brooklyn and Brinkley were younger, they were always wild, loud, crazy, running around saying crazy stuff to her, kind of talking back like the whole time, but it was cuter because they were smaller.
Yeah.
So now as Brooklyn gets older, it's like, now it's just rude. It's not as cute anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, and it's good to see that, I guess, Bruin is on the same path. So I'm not sure.
He's fitting in with the sisters.
Hey, he's fitting in with the family, not just the red hair. He's doing everything. And so, so I think her husband, Brian, made a good point. He's like, you know, perhaps Brooklyn is acting out because of the attention given to this new baby. And then if you get yet another new baby, then, you know, I don't know. I feel like Brinkley might go crazy. So I don't know. I mean,
she's going to lose one of them.
Yeah. And then I think if you all remember in the first season as well, she really was torn between trying to get a nanny and taking and staying at home herself, because, you know, so many other mothers have nannies because they can afford it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. What is she, are you, maybe if she got a nanny or something,
I
but I was like, I don't think she really, is she still doing her businesses? I don't know. I mean, I feel like she's not, she needs, they're showing it a lot. So I feel like she needs to tighten the rein on the kids that she has.
More resources.
Yes.
She needs more help, but I think that she's having a hard time, because even Brian had said at dinner, why didn't you bring the baby to daycare? And she's like, well, we were snuggling. So maybe there's some kind of guilt she has with bringing on a nanny or bringing them to daycare with her kids, where she needs to have them by her, or she's afraid they won't like her, which is why she doesn't, you know, discipline Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, I think she definitely had some issues, at least early on, about hiring a nanny. Like, mm-hmm. that was definitely a big theme with her the first season. So I think she has some issues with that. And I don't know. I mean, I think that with the issues that she's having with Brooklyn, it's not, you know, it might not be the right time.
Yeah. I sometimes feel like she's got an immature quality to her that you sort of see sometimes. And I don't know why I feel that way.
Why would you think that? She brings dildos on trips. She puts nude pictures of people in people's mountain cabins. She drinks to get back at someone, gets drunk herself to blackout. Why would you say that about Brandon? That's weird. Okay.
But I mean, I just, you know, even though you're kind of seeing it that she's insecure with her own kids. I mean, yeah. she just wants them to love her. And so that's causing her, you know, obviously not to discipline them the way that they need to. But I think a fourth baby is no bueno.
I know. It's like I go back
it's
and
a
forth.
Lot of,
I know. But I want Bruin to have his sibling.
I mean, if it's a boy, then I'll be like, okay. Because then it'll be boys against the girls.
Yeah, true.
And it can be true good redhead ginger fighting.
Yeah.
But...
Which is the craziest of the fighting.
Yes. You know, but...
fire.
Yeah, like if it's yet another girl to... No, I can't do another girl in there. No.
I mean, she's going to have to start disciplining, because what Brandy doesn't realize is one day Brooklyn is going to be unleashed onto the rest of us, the world. And if she doesn't start now, I mean, you know, she's coming for us all.
There's going to be, like, the Real Housewives teenage years. They're going to be all the teenage kids together and do a show.
Exactly. It'll be interesting, though, but because I would like to see maybe a little bit more interaction. I mean, I think he's home more now than he was in earlier episodes, seasons or whatever, but I would like to see more interaction. Like, how do they treat Brian? You know what I'm saying? Is he, because it's like, yeah, okay, I get it. Maybe it's a mother-daughter thing, but is Brooklyn talking to him crazy? Because he doesn't seem like he's that patient. So I'd be interesting to see kind of... If is he backing up Brandy in her discipline or whatever she's trying to do, if she ever tries to do anything, and or is he the one who's like, no, you can't do that? I mean, I don't think, you know, because I think sometimes with Travis or Court, we see a little bit more of their interaction with the kids than we do with Brian, and it would be interesting to see kind of where he falls on, you know, on that whole spectrum.
No, that's a really good point. It'd be interesting to see their relationship dynamic too with the kids. Speaking of relationship dynamics, we had quite a fight at the end of the episode with Carrie and her husband Eduardo when they went out to dinner, and Carrie brought up her jewelry company, and Eduardo was like, well, yeah, but my mom's going for long walks. So what about that? And Carrie's like, I don't give a crap about that. And then they got into a fight. And she feels like he is not supportive of her jewelry line, which looked pretty cool. I mean, she wants something of her own. Her name's not on the house. She doesn't have... I don't. What's going on with Eduardo? Why do you think he's not being supportive? Or do you think Carrie's pushing it too much?
I mean, I think that they have a power trip going on amongst themselves. Eduardo's like the silent killer. And she's kind of like the outspoken, fast Carrie talker.
Yes.
I mean, because he kind of sat there just like, he doesn't have a lot of emotion when he talks, but he's still...
He doesn't.
He's still saying things, though, that are relevant and caused her to kind of flinch. But, I mean, I think it started out, I mean, when she kind of told him that they were going on another girls' trip, and he obviously wasn't invited, and it's like, who's paying for all these trips?
So. Because she brought up the Thailand trip. So Travis's 50th is coming up. Him and Carrie were talking about going there to see his dad, which I guess when his dad goes between Thailand and Vietnam for their businesses, stops taking his meds. This has been an ongoing theme through the seasons. And Travis is like, yeah, well, we check on my dad and his meds. Why don't you bring your friends for some fun? But they get to go to Bangkok, which is cool. And Stephanie did invite everyone.
Yes.
So that's great. So then Carrie's very excited because she loves Thailand, but it looks like Eduardo is not very happy.
See, I didn't think he was that, well, two things. One is, like, overall, honestly, he looked like he was kind of sleepy or tired. So at one point, I was like, is he okay? Like, I'm not going to say he was high or anything, but he definitely looked like...
He had Xanax face.
He looked like for a minute, I was like, he didn't even, like you said, sometimes it was relevant, but then sometimes I was like, I'm not sure if he's coherent. Like, he just looked, he looked very sleepy. He just looked tired.
It could have
been
a stroke, though.
He just looked, I was going to say, like, I didn't know what was going on with him. I'm not saying that it was anything like whatever, but he just wasn't he just almost didn't seem all the way present or something. He just seemed very like he might have been tired. Like he works. He has a job.
But like, who goes from your wife talking about, yeah, I'm going to go to Thailand and pick up some jewelry for my business. He's like, you know, my mom walked 5 miles.
But if you remember though, what he said to her was, I did notice he said to her, oh, you should go to that temple we went to in Thailand, that or whatever. And she didn't really respond to that and started talking about herself too. Yeah. So it's a little bit, I think for me, every time I see their interaction, it's like they're very, and she always says, we're such opposites, we're such whatever. Mm-hmm. And it almost seems like, did y'all just get married last year? Like, you've been married a long time. Yeah. And these
10 years.
Yeah, you know, or more. Because how old, mm-hmm. Olivia is like old. The youngest daughter, their daughter together is like, isn't she 12? I don't know. But she's a little bit older, I think, even than that. And it's like, it's interesting because it seems like fights that someone who didn't know the person. Because it's like, okay, well, like, all these years later, why is he not putting your name on the house? Like, what did you all decide on that?
That's the conversation they should be having. Not about the jewelry, not about his mom's walk, or about the ping pong parties, which we learned about in this episode, which apparently happened in Thailand. And Stephanie says the ping pongs come out of your hootie ha, and she doesn't know how you get the air to do a ping pong. You know, if you had a hootie haw here and a hootie haw there and you're going back and forth. I don't know how that works.
Travis is obviously, well, when he takes his trips there, he knows what's going on.
Travis is the eternal frat boy. He knows all about those things.
I mean, he's always an eternal. I mean, he's like in his hot tub, you know.
Right?
He's living the life, Travis, taking these trips. Mm-hmm. I did not know about that, but these ladies are in for a treat, I guess, when they go on this trip.
So hopefully Carrie and Eduardo can get on the same page eventually. Maybe she'll come home with some ping pong tricks and he'll have a whole new respect that'll open the door.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how they develop because Carrie does seem so fiery and, you know, and it's interesting because he's very low key. But he also seems very patient because it's like sometimes she's talked to him crazy and I'm like, who is she talking to like that? So, and he's kind of like, doesn't really get offended, just kind of, and I think he has a point. Like, we're at dinner. We can't just talk about you the whole time. So, you know, I mean, on both sides, like the part about his mother, you know, and the jewelry, like, I get it. But then it's like, she'd be like, well, I don't care what she does. Okay, so now we're just going to talk about what you know, like at that point, it was interesting because it was getting heated, but he was calm. So I was like, ooh, that's an interesting argument there. He's just like, well, we'll talk about whatever you feel we need to talk about. Just tell me, what do you want to talk about now? Like, I was like, oh, wow.
Wow, that's some good Kalanapin.
That's some sleepy shade right there. That's what that is. That's sleepy shade. He's like sleepy, but he's just going to know you, let you know, I don't care.
I mean, at some point, we don't really know how well her jewelry line is doing. I mean, she tends to talk about it a lot on the show. But again, she's like, do you see my earrings? Do you see my new earrings?
He was being really nice because I was like, yes, he saw them. And we did too. And we didn't say anything either. Because they were like, I was like, they okay, girl. But
and
like,
did she make them? Is she at home in her craft room putting them together?
Even if she was, I was like, I'm not going to make any more comments. I'm going to look at her jewelry online and check out the other stuff. But
Erica is a big fan. She's a big fan.
I love jewelry, and I like putting beads on the string and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I will check out. Maybe she has some cute bracelets. I will get back to you guys next week. But I was not that impressed with those earrings. So I thought he was like basically being casual, like, they look like the other three balls on the string you had last time. Like, he was really actually, I thought, very nice because I was like, those earrings aren't that cute. Where I'd be like, woo, did you see them? Because I was like,
this segment has been sponsored by Carrie's Camp Jewelry Line.
Exactly, exactly.
Summer
here
camp.
To say, the bracelets and rings are metal.
Giving out best friend earrings.
Oh. Yes, exactly.
Now, as a stylist, here,
what are your thoughts on those earrings?
Tell us about what you think. First of all, give us your lowdown on the wedding style quickly, and then also the jewelry line. And you don't have to really do it that quickly. I just wanted to say quickly. I don't know why I said quickly.
I mean, I thought everyone at the wedding looked really beautiful. Like, Stephanie looked gorgeous in both of her looks. I thought that Carrie looked really pretty. The only, like, questionable outfit was, I did not like, Cameron kind of looked like she was from Alice in Wonderland when she changed in her
second look.
She kind of is. Yeah. She should have just had, like, her dog dressed up as with her. But, I mean, I thought overall, like, the wedding was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The jewelry line, I'm kind of with Erica here. Like, I've never noticed it. So she keeps bringing it up, and I'm like, I don't
Well, yeah, like, this is the first time I think I've ever seen her be like, look at this. Yes, or maybe she had on some necklaces. Like, I think maybe she had a necklace one time or whatever.
I think she did,
when
yeah.
she was talking about yes. it. And they didn't really, like, hone in. So I couldn't, you know, it looked yeah. fine. But the earrings, I was like, okay, you don't need to zero in on that.
We have a homework project. I will get back to you on yeah. my breakdown of her line after I look at it.
She was like, Leanne, she's like, these earrings can be worn this way and this
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Basically,
way, and this
I was
way.
Like, if you wear
you put
those,
them in your hoodie, huh?
Thank you. If you wear those earrings with Leanne's dress, you can, like, go to a bar up the street. I don't know. I don't know where you can go.
A bar up the street. Erica is a big fan again. I'm curious. Now, speaking of fans, let's get to our special segment, which is the Twitter segment.
Woo. Yes. So, starting out, we have
what are people saying?
Jersey Mermaid says they've been looking for that thing since the Titanic. Hysterical, Stephanie. So that was in reference to the $1.5 million crown that she won.
The heart of the ocean, yes.
Yes.
Which I think was a bit much in my taste, but you know. And then we have Pretty Brown Eyes. Rich hasn't stopped commenting about the hot woman at his reception. Just maybe DeAndre Simmons wasn't so far off about Rich.
I read
the only one that I heard heard that. So, you know, I think people are talking about his sexual innuendos to other women. Yes. So it's a good one. Tebs from the dot. Okay, don't tell Stephanie, but I think I got a little viewer crush on Travis. The way he grabbed and kissed her hand at the wedding, and were those wedding tears I spotted? It was cute. They've got a
it's
very
so funny. We clipped the
cute.
Same, the exact same tweets because yes, I went through those and these two. I was like, oh, I'm sending these, especially. And I was just about to say that, especially the one with Travis. Like I had to go back and watch that again. I was
it's
like,
cute.
Travis used to just be like so ghetto and crass like the first few seasons yes. and now he's like my heart every week. He gives good advice. He's sitting in the bed talking to her. This is what you need to say to Cameron, stand up. And then when he kisses her Aww. hand,
and he tooted in the tub.
Oh yes,
he loves yes.
He's kind of like a big frat boy teddy bear to
he
me.
Is yeah mm-hmm. but he's starting to kind of yes. also
he
we're
likeable.
Starting to see his mature side too, because at first I was like, oh, he's a lot, but
yeah,
he's actually really, really growing on me.
And then we have Reality TV Reality Roast Podcast. That scene with Brandy and her husband at lunch with a baby making a disaster of the restaurant. I have two kids, five nieces, nephews, and an MIA, and a master's in teaching. And never has this happened on my watch.
What?
You gonna learn today.
Whoa. All right.
I think a lot of people were a little bit like disheveled about that scene because there was
because she didn't seem to really be worried about it. She said, I'll pick it up. I always do. You know, it was kind of very, like she's very tired. So,
yeah. And then Mame Castle, for reals, I used to do weddings, sometimes four or five in a weekend. A five-hour gap between the ceremony and the reception is madness.
Literally.
Nobody wants that. Feed your guests. Give them booze, give them music, then send them on their merry way.
Oh, that's so funny. That was the tweet I was talking about. Yes. I feel like we're psychic here. Yes, I was like, oh, that's so funny.
It's so true, though. It's so true.
Yeah, I don't want a five-hour gap either. I, like, want to go straight to cocktail hour, past appetizers, a sit down, some dancing, and then like I'm out.
Get I mean, unless it's tummy. Like a you know, like a destination wedding or something. Like if I'm already stuck on an island with you, okay, you know, I guess. But like,
I'm about to see you all tomorrow. Anyhow.
You know what I'm saying? We're all gonna be at the beach chilling till the. Till
if it's all inclusive.
Thank you. Whatever. If that's what we're doing, we're gonna sit at the beach and then go someplace. Okay, I will let you go on that. But like, if you're in this, like, if you're in the town that I'm in, then like, I'm just gonna go home. I'm not gonna spend 8 hours with you. Like,
yes.
What? Or just waiting for you or whatever. That's like so crazy to me.
All right. Well, those are some good tweets. Speaking of the food situation, I have some news here for you guys. It's DeAndra did an interview with OK Magazine recently, and she talked about how Leanne referred to her as a fat cow on one of the episodes. I think it was October 16th episode. And OK Magazine was asking DeAndra, you know, what she thought about that. And she was really hurt by it because she said that Leanne knows her for all these years and that's one of her triggers. And she struggled with her weight because she had, you know, a lot of trauma, especially last year, personally and professionally. So she turns to food. And I loved it because she's been posting a lot on Twitter, this Dolly Parton quote. And I think it's so relatable. The Dolly Parton quote is, my weakness weakness. My weaknesses have always been food and men, in that order. And I feel like that's me. I don't know if you guys, I'm just like, I let food first and then my husband, you know, like feed me and then we can, you know, do whatever with your chili dog. So Leanne also said, or Deandra also said, her and Leanne really haven't spoken, that Leanne did reach out to her to apologize, but then went on Twitter and tweeted something mean about Deandra's podcast. Now, as a super fan, Erica, of Deandra, did you know that she had a podcast? Because I didn't know she had a podcast. Apparently, it's a comedy podcast.
They all have a podcast.
I know.
Every Deandra, can read all of them.
You need to text assist. Are you doing this? Like, yeah.
If Erica doesn't know, I feel like I don't have to know.
I feel like it didn't even happen. I'll let you all know next week.
I know about BS, that podcast now.
Erica knows about it or it didn't happen.
Right. That's yes. Does not exist.
No. It didn't happen.
With Deandra. So,
but yeah, I will check it out, yeah. I think, for a minute or two.
Well, as a super fan, you never know. She also says that she does forgive Leanne for the rumors that her and Rich started about Jeremy cheating, and that because she is a good Christian, she said she kind of has to, but she doesn't see them really being friends anytime soon. And Jeremy as well forgives them, and she said he doesn't really take it to heart because Deandra made a really good point. The more you fight these rumors, the more it looks like there is something to hide. So if you just brush it off and go, Jeremy didn't cheat on me. I mean, do you guys think there's any validity to the cheating rumors that Rich and Leanne started, or was it just a tit for tat?
I'm hoping that there's no validity to it and it is just like the gossip mill, but I think she's handling it in the right way. Like, just stop talking about it and then that way it just kind of goes away. So whether or not it did happen or not, just kind of stop, you know, talking and hopefully people will forget about it.
I
think they're probably both true. I think probably Jeremy probably did cheat a little bit. And Rich probably cheated a little bit. And then, you know, they were cool with each other back in the day. And they told each other their little stories about, well, you know, and then when they fell out, then he's like, okay, you know. So, but not like anything major. Like, I don't think they have mistress relationships. But I do feel like they might have, you know.
They're sharing their chili dogs around a little here. Bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're both very attractive. Now they've had the notoriety. I think definitely being on TV, a lot of women are probably coming at both of them. And definitely Jeremy, because Jeremy has kind of been like showcased as the hot husband as well. Mm-hmm. So of the husbands, I think until this point, I think he's might be the hottest one. So, so I think, you know, he might have, you know, been a little too friendly on occasion or something. But, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world, really.
So that's the news having to do with Deandra and Jeremy and Leanne and all their drama, you guys. Do you have predictions for what do you guys think coming up? What are your thoughts?
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
I mean, we have Travis's birthday coming up.
Ooh, the midlife crisis.
That birthday looks like it is going to be wild and fun. And we have already seen kind of a little foreshadowing. So I definitely think there's going to be a lot more drama at his birthday than we actually saw at Leanne's wedding.
Mm-hmm. More food, more liquor, more
water. More food, more liquor, more people on the ground due to falling from too much liquor.
Exactly. Erica, what do you think?
It's interesting. I think that there's probably going to be perhaps more dissension, I guess, between Stephanie and Cameron, because I don't feel like Stephanie inviting Cameron to go to Thailand is really going to help their relationship, because Cameron still's like, we're not good, even though she's going to obviously go. So I definitely think there's going to be more dissension there. And then clearly, I think this Deandra and Leanne thing is going to run probably the whole season. I don't know if they're going to really get it together by the end of the by the reunion. But I mean, to be honest, I think outside of it's either Leanne's thing or her business. I'm not going to say Deandra doesn't have, because I love me Deandra. But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I do, and maybe I'm just too cynical because I watch too much reality TV. But I feel like, you know, they're going to push that storyline, because she's not going to have one if they make up. So
it's true.
You know, so, I mean, it is true. You know, I mean, I hate to be like that, like, you know, so, but it'll be interesting to see how that goes out.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Travis's midlife crisis, birthday, medieval times. I can't wait to see the Thailand trip. I mean, all the women so far are going. There's going to be
Some emotional drama, some breakdowns, some ping pong.
Oh, I can't wait for the ping pong chili dogs. and the human ping pong with the hootie ha ha.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, for sure. So,
all right. Good times. Well, thank you so much to my lovely co-hosts, you guys. We're wonderful. Yes. And thank you to all of you for joining in to the AfterBuzz Real Housewives of Dallas show. Hope you have a great night. Please follow us on all our social medias. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jolene Lunzer.
You can find me on both at Susie G Styles.
All right, you guys. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Woo! Have a great night, guys.
All right, ciao for now, folks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.